Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Creative Mind series. And I feel so honored to have Chris Gordon here today. He's an author and tech founder. We just did part one, and we kind of just had a mic drop, right?
Hi, Denise. Yes, we did. Speaking of tech, I committed the cardinal sin of tech because you cannot use your tech if you do not plug it in. So,
you know what I love about that? That's actually a metaphor for life. We were just talking about race, class, gender, and you can't be aware and have an elevated thought process on loving others and being compassionate if you're not open and aware, which is equivalent to the need to have your computer plugged in. It just doesn't work, right?
That's right. You can be given... You can be presented with all the tools that you need, right? And all the new tools that we have access to in this world, but you have to know how to use them. And so if you don't do the basics, right? Like you said, it's about life. If you don't do the basics, then all the things that you could have as advantages to you seem like they're a million miles away.
Yes. And so I think in the spirit of part two of Creativity Fuels the Soul and honoring this History Month, that you and I were also just right at the end, really honoring the youth and like looking at things from an all generational perspective. And this actually segues in your passion and using all of your superpowers. Can you give everyone a quick history of your background professionally, which evolved into the, you being an author and a tech founder?
Yeah. So out of college, I actually was on a television show. It was a one-year show that did not work out. It was called USA Live. And what we did was we took place in a coffee shop, and it was a bartender, a waitress, a barista, and two patrons. I was one of the patrons. And what we did was there was a huge screen, and we would watch old reruns of this show called The People's Court and Love Connection and just make fun of it. And it was just a fun, open.
Oh, I love that. I want to do that with you. I want to hang out and just do that with the show right now,
right?
Just for fun.
Right? Maybe it was ahead of its time.
It was. It actually sounds like a Cheers or a Friends.
Right. So imagine people and Friends looking up at a screen and making fun of other TV shows. But notwithstanding, that got canceled. And so coming from this very upper class, wealthy neighborhood that I grew up in, it was expected that everyone became a professional. And so when that TV show failed, I've had a background scholastically in psychology and economics. And so I had a friend of mine who worked for a stockbroker firm. And he said, you should come and join the firm. And I went down and checked it out. And lo and behold, I've evolved into becoming a stockbroker, which brought me into the finance realm. So from finance, I spent, 5-10 years in that. And then I moved here to LA and I got into film finance, which brought back the creativity, but also was able to synergize what I had done with my psychology background, with my financial background, with my creative background, because moving here and doing film finance, I was able to understand, one, the financial part of it, the creative part of it, and then the economic part of it, right? And put those all things together, and it made me successful in that realm. But it lacked something to me, Denise. It lacked a soul of giving something back, because it was all taking. And I understand creating content is a way of giving something back, but it did feel like there was a certain emptiness to it, because it was, yes, for profit, and it seemed like the only people really profiting on it were the creators, which is great. But for me, there was something missing and something more that I needed. And so I had the opportunity to work for someone doing some tech sourcing. And that was my foray into the tech world. And so 2 years into that, I found myself in the DMV, like a lot of people do. And when you walk into the DMV, I know, stay with me for a second. Most people would probably notice and some people won't, but things are classified as to what you're there to do. Registration of your car, you know, license plates, driver's license, all these type of things. They're given a number and a letter designation. So when I walked in, the number letter designation for registering your car was D. The number that flashed on the screen shows what number they're currently on. The number they give you on paper shows what number you will be, right? That makes sense. And yes. So I walked in, and the number on the screen was number D29. I remember very clearly. The number they had given me was number D42, which immediately signaled to me, because we've all been to the DMV, it wasn't my first time, that that was going to be a very long waiting process, mostly 2-3 hours, right? No one gets out of there within that time frame. And so I was sitting down and ruminating on that, and I had some things I really wanted to accomplish, and like a lot of people saying, well, but I don't have time to stay here. I got other things to do that are worth more.
Wait, time out. When you think that, I just wanted to tell you, the last time I was at the DMV, I thought, gosh, I wish I could get my nails done here.
Right.
Or why don't they have a barista? Something. Or why isn't there like improv where you can do like a course? I was like, how could this be a good use of my time instead of just looking sad? Like, it's a very sad environment.
And that's the key. You said a key phrase, better use of my time. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that is, in today's world, time management is becoming paramount, right? Because as the world gets smaller and we get more connected, we seemingly are running out or have less personal time, because there's so many things that we're involved in, so many things that we're doing that's connected to our personal commerce, making money. And so I'm sitting there, and as I said, I was ruminating on it, like, man, I have so many other things to do that it's more valuable than sitting here wasting my time waiting to take care of this one thing. And so the young lady that was next to me had a book she was reading. It was about halfway through. It was a pretty thick book. And I noticed in her hand, she had the number D31. And so I, you know where I'm going here, right? So I girded my loins. It's not to just accost her. And I said, excuse me. I noticed you have this number, and I got some things I want to do. I need to pick up my daughter. I embellished a bit. I need to pick up my daughter and stuff. And I was just wondering if you'd be willing to, you know, let me buy that number from you. You know, if I gave you $25, $30, can I buy your number and we switch? And she looked at her book. She looked at me strange first, right? She's like, who approaches you like this? She looked at me strange first, but then she looked at her number. She looked at the book. And she said, well, I guess, you know, I'm here reading my book and I'm into it. So, yeah, I don't mind. And so I gave her $25. She gave me her number. And Denise, I was out of there in 15 minutes. And nice. On the way walking out, I stopped and I said, wait a minute, there's something there. There are people whose particular opinion of their own commerce is that their time is worth more than doing things like this. Their time is worth money. And so that's where the impetus and the idea for Wait For Me came up, was someone else. There's people who would pay someone else to do these things, to wait for them on lines and stuff. And then an overthought came to me. Well, that's a personal assistant. And we normally think of personal assistants and people who can afford or should have a personal assistant as a CEO or a high-ranking official and something of that nature. But here's the truth about that. The CEO who doesn't get A, B, and C done during the week is likely not going to affect his bottom line, right? Because he has, you know, a lot of things going and has a lot of the people that work for him. But the single mom, the single dad who has to get these things done during the week, or it is going to affect their life or their bottom line. These are the people who actually need a personal assistant. And so Wait For Me became this tool to give people that had that modicum of discretionary income that they could pay someone to do these things, but they didn't really think of themselves as able to have a personal assistant.
I love it. So it's like a very time sensitive, time needed, like this project. Oh, I need the DMV. So you don't have to have someone full salary as your assistant all the time, but it's a way to kind of delineate an errand, delineate a time epoch. And especially now, I think probably for a while with us on lockdown, none of us were waiting in lines. But now I think that the mindset's shifting because things are starting to open up. And I think, what about with COVID now? I think even more so, there's going to be people with different health challenges that really don't want to be waiting in line and that are going to have, like, give someone else the N95 mask to go run an errand. It's just, you know, can we talk about the influence of this concept plus the pandemic during our discussion?
Yeah, because that's what it was about, right? It was about that confluence of how do we continue to keep life going and at the same time be conscious of what's going on situationally out there with COVID and things of that nature. So again, there was this class of people that had the ability to say, well, I'm not going outside. I'm not putting my life at risk by going to run these errands, these things I need to do administratively or physically. I got someone to do that for me. And so my thought was, why is that only for that class of people? Why is that not for everyone, right? And so Wait For Me does that because it takes this class of people, which are people with discretionary income, but not a lot of free time or valuable time that they consider more valuable to do the things that they have to do administratively and so on and so forth. And then there's the other side. And this was the more important side to me, Denise. And this is where your influence and the consciousness that you bring to came into it, because the other side of that coin is the people with a lot of time, but not a fair or balanced or credible way to make a decent living. Maybe they're students, maybe they're elderly, maybe they're disabled, maybe they're veterans, maybe they've even had some small arrests, things like that on their record that keep them from being able to viably make a decent living. And so the part for me that really resonated was, how do I empower these people? How do I do something with this tech space in the tech world that allows them to then stand on their own two feet? And that's how it came together, was putting together those two people, making that marketplace of people with discretionary income and not a lot of free time, and people with a lot of free time but no viable way to make a decent living. Well, now, thanks to Wait For Me, they can hire themselves out as personal assistants a la carte for the people who have the discretionary income to hire them. And so I didn't want to then outprice the people who I thought really needed, right? So I made the top price $25. So for $25 for 1 hour, which is a decent amount of money for someone that's just, you know, can't really get a job at McDonald's because they have this, you know, the elderly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it allows flexibility and a supplemental income. I think you and I spoke. I know a lot of people that, you know, were really kind of out of work and needing to be an Uber driver. You know, I'm open.
Absolutely.
People feel really comfortable, like, that I just accept. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I grew up really working hard always. So I think when you have a hardworking work ethic, this sounds ideal too for someone that maybe has a child at school during the day.
Absolutely.
So it's also for the single parent that needs to get income too, not just someone that's a single parent to hire. There's all different situations where you might just have 3 hours of time or 4 hours of time,
right,
and you can't work 20 hours a week because you might be taking care of a relative. You have kinship family challenges. So it allows a lot of flexibility. And I think people like to figure out unique ways to make income.
Absolutely. And so it's this thing called the gig economy that it takes advantage of. But there's an insight into that, right? For me, the prime example was this. There's this single mom and there's this nanny, right? This, let's say she's Hispanic for whatever reason we want to say she is. And she's trapped in this sort of, in this cycle where she's working for someone and not really having the time to be able to put her own life together to elevate her own life. Right. And so you take this app, which then allows this one person to hire this other person to do these administrative things. Now, this single mom, she's cleared up to do a couple more things with her kid that week, or to plan the birthday party, or do the things that she would not have been able to do if she had to do these things, these administrative things on her own. Let's flip the script over to the person who takes the job on the app as her personal assistant for the day or for the hour or whatever. She's able to now make this decent amount of money in her flexible amount of time. And guess what? With that time that she's now freed up too for herself, she might be able to use that money to help put herself through school to elevate her life. And that's what it was about. That's what it was about. It was finding that creative way, right? Because we're still in the creative mind series here. It was finding a creative way to empower those people within a space that, again, heretofore had not been known for people of color, people of lower economic situations to be able to take advantage of the tech world and to be able to, for God's sake, afford a personal assistant. You know, it's mind-blowing when you now look at it and say, hey, the common person can afford a personal assistant because it's a la carte. It's only when they need it. It's a decent amount of money. And so here was the topper, Denise. The United Nations got involved.
Oh my goodness.
the United Nations presented 10 edicts that they wanted to accomplish over the next 10 years. You know, health for everyone around the world, water, you know, food. And one of the things that they had as an edict was this thing they called decent employment. And so what that means is they wanted to find a way to find employment for people who most likely only had, and this is 90% of our world, people only have human capital as their skill. What is human capital? That means that they only have themselves, their hands, their feet, whatever they can do to work and earn money as their skill. And now heretofore, human capital had been used nefariously, right? Human trafficking, slave labor, you know, child labor, so on and so forth. And they wanted to find a way to remove that element from human capital. And so Wait For Me comes in, and it's a way for people to use that skill set, right? Just me, I only have me, make a decent wage and be in control of their own destiny. They're their own boss. So they don't need to be, in a sense, pimped out, right? To use a vulgar word for the way human capital gets used by someone else. They can set their own hours. They can set their own agenda. And with the money and time that they free up for themselves, they can elevate their lives. So you have on one side, the high-mindedness of saying people with discretionary income that don't have time to do these things, they can hire someone else out to do them and continue to use their time more effectively because for them it's worth more. They make $200 an hour. Why should they be out there waiting for 4 hours for something that they could pay someone, you know, $50 to do? And on the other side, the person that can earn that $50 in those 2 or 3 hours where they weren't able to earn it anyplace else and able to do something with that money that helps to elevate their life was the perfect, perfect confluence to me. And that's why Wait For Me is so important too, because it causes a paradigm shift in the idea of who can afford a personal assistant and why, and what it means to be empowered as a disenfranchised person. I know that's a mouthful, but that's where it really lies.
That's fantastic. So now that things are starting to open up for humanity, what is the progression? How can people? So first of all, I want to just honor and compliment your innovation, your creativity, and the desire to create win-win opportunities, to look at fiscal time, to look at time, and also how we can create like new ways of doing things. So thank you for that. And then how is the United? Yeah, it's just fantastic. And so where is the United Nations? What's their involvement with the app? And then how can people start to use the app?
Yeah. So the United Nations, they pass us through the first hurdle of their edict, right? Because they're taking very few people to support and get behind. So we're past the first hurdle, and we're going into the second realm of them examining the app, examining us. Because no matter where you are in the world, if you're doing rupees, if you're doing yen, if you're doing won, you know, I don't know the Namibian, since we talked about that earlier, what their money thing is, but no matter where you are or what type of money you're using, that marketplace exists. There's always going to be people with discretionary income and no free time, and people with a lot of free time and no way to make money. So they like the idea that it's universal, right? And so they're examining us for the second time to put us past the second hurdle. But for the person that wants to use the app right now, you can go to your app store. It's Wait, the word Wait, the number 4, and ME, all one word. Just go to your Google Play Store or your iOS App Store, look up Wait For Me. There's a commercial on it that tells you exactly how to use it. You sign up, you decide what you want to charge, up to $25 an hour in case you want to be competitive with your pricing. And you put something up about yourself, you know, hey, I'm a student, I do this and that, blah, 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 I'd be good at this. And that's it, voila, you're up and starting. The only thing you need is a cellular phone and yourself. And the brilliance of it is that the Department of Social Service, for those people who are severely financially disenfranchised, gives you a free cellular phone.
Wow.
So all you need to do, I couldn't have written
this
better
myself. Can I just
tell
you, I'm like just listening to you. I know I'm not really talking that much this show, which is like, by the way, that's like the joke of the universe, but I'm just like, because I like to talk. Everyone knows this. I even shush myself at times. Ready? Shh. I've been shushing. I've been teaching people the power of the shush. But because I'm like so excited to listen to you, I'm like, Denise, you're supposed to, you're like, Chris should just do the show himself. No, but no, your enthusiasm and how engaged you are and how passionate. And I think one of the things we discussed and we, why we wanted to have this as its own standalone interview is that this to me is a, like when you talk about compassion and action, this is a situation where it's a financial solution to an elevation out of poverty. I think we're living at a time where we're seeing so much dichotomy. You know, you've heard, we've heard during the pandemic, the really, really wealthy are getting so, so wealthy. And then the people who do not have jobs do not. So I also want to say that I met you before the pandemic.
Yes, you did.
I met you in 2018 when you were telling me about this and it was so exciting. And then I got to interview you in 2020, right as we were in the throes of the pandemic. And I'll put those links to these shows. But now I almost feel like it's even more sacred timing for the world, for this this concept to launch. Because it's not only just your amazing Wait For Me, which I want to put the links in of how people can use the app and maybe even work for Wait For Me. But then also it's nice that you're getting the universal recognition that people need to be treated better. People need to, be treated in a humane way, in that we all have to have dignity. Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. You know, going back just for a second to my experience as a person of African descent in this country and what dignity means. For so long, there was a purposeful design to remove dignity from people of African descent and from people of any sort of other than Caucasian. And that obviously is heart sickening, but it was a product of the world that we lived in. And so growing up in a upper class community and neighborhood, and then looking out of that at the neighborhoods and community with people that physically looked like me, where they were being robbed of their dignity, it never sat right with me. And it always made me feel in some way like I was a pretender, right? Like I was a pretender to my own racial makeup, that I wasn't doing enough to say, here I am, this a person that has typically experiences that are not available to people of that look like me in this country for whatever reason. There's a myriad of them, but they're not able to, you know, go to a school where they have a NASA scientist as their science teacher, or an Olympic athlete as their gym teacher, or the guy from IBM as their computer teacher, or a class, Denise, where they literally taught us banking. This is how the rich perpetuate that to themselves. And so I always felt like I was being disingenuous to other people, to other people that looked like me or that were in a situation based on, you know, where they were classified in their communities. And it didn't set right with me. So dignity was a big, big part of conceiving the idea behind Wait For Me, is how do you restore people's dignity and allow them to elevate themselves to a higher, both financial and spiritual level, and still be in control of their lives, right? Not have to work for anybody.
I love that. Wait, can we, you know what? That concept, I didn't even know we were going to go there, but this to me, now we're starting, we went a deep dive on your app, but now we're going back to like universal truths again. Amen. What you just said hits my heart to the core. No matter what age, socioeconomic class, gender, sexuality, no matter what your education background, we only have a certain amount of time on earth and time we can spend with our loved ones. So to me, this Wait For Me app is also a microcosm of liberation and freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
That you don't have to just, so for me, I feel like I won the universe lottery because I work for myself as a doctor. I am a single mother and I've decided, my son's even like, Mom, why are you doing all these shows? You're not making money on it yet. You got to shake that moneymaker and see more patients. He literally makes the money sign and tells me, get that booty going. He's a businessman. You're like, if you ever meet him, you'll love him. He's a total entrepreneur. He's even asked me my hourly rate. He's like, Mom, you just need to add some more patients. I know you love this. And then I said, he goes, why aren't you working for the major networks? I go, Kieran, do you love it when Mom makes the choice to pick you up at the bus every day. And I get to be the mom that's making the choice. And I told him what my income would be if, and then how many hours I'd be away from him. I broke it down into finances and a quality of life. And he goes, "Oh my God, I love when you pick me up at the bus." I said, "Why do you think I get so happy when I see you?" Because I somehow was able to see patients, do my creative efforts, get a swim in. I actually pick him up in my robe now. I don't even care what people think. I didn't want to embarrass him though, because I didn't want to, he's at that age where he could be like, "Mom, you're ruining my life. I don't pick him up. I don't walk out of the car in my robe. I look like a cute, like a lady with a cute hat and a robe pulling up in the convertible at the bus stop because I just came straight from the pool.
I love it.
I said to him, "Now, Kieran, I want to make sure you're at the age where I could be embarrassing you right now." He's like, "No, Mom, I think you're the coolest."
Aww.
And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because you're just doing what you want. You're in control of your time."
Yeah.
And this isn't about me now. This is about everyone.
Yeah.
If you have, if you're, no matter where you're at, if you are blessed enough to now do the Wait For Me app or find an Uber, but let's just talk about Wait For Me, and you're being treated with dignity, you get the hours that you want to work, you get to have joy, you get to have happiness. And you also, sometimes when we work at corporations, now I know that we're still in the earth construct and a lot of people do need to work for the government. They might love it. They might love to work for a corporation. They might love, their neurostyle might love those benefits and that security. So I'm open to all ways of making money. But when you have the freedom of choice and the opportunity to spend your time with your loved ones and also do a sense of purpose with something, that to me is winning the universe lottery. That's why I always smile. I'm like, "No, no, 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 no. I get to pick my son up from the bus." And then, and then he even said to me, "Mom, I want to do this new sport." I go, "Now, you know, if we do that, I won't be able to see patients." But Mom, he's like, "You could do a phone appointment in the car." He knows everything. And then he's like, "You can," and then I said, "I might have to work a weekend day or at nighttime, but I love you. And it's important to me that you get to go do the sport."
Yeah.
So this speaks to the Wait For Me app, because let's say someone just made the decision they want someone to drive their child to a sporting event, then meet their child later. So they get the high quality, but they still can't make it all work. They've got a conference call.
Yeah.
So to me, the Wait For Me app is like a personalized, a la carte, "I need some help, 911, I can't do this." So, and especially I like the idea of people, I like being really personal when I've hired like someone to help with my son or childcare. I don't like different people each time. And so it sounds like this Wait For Me app allows you to build a connection with maybe someone. Go ahead.
And I was just going to touch on that, because in our one, the advantage that tech has given us is the ability for you to do what you're doing with your son, to be able to do two things at once. But there was something missing in our world with tech, and that was connection. That's human connection, right? Even though you work for the big IBM corporation and you do the traditional, nine to five thing, and you're in this office full of people, what we're finding is that there's an emptiness there and people are not connecting anymore, right? They've forgotten how to talk to each other, how to meet each other, how to befriend each other because of the wall, you know, that has been put up in tech. And so Wait For Me does a deep dive into that, because Denise, one of the things that happens when, let's say in this very situation that you just described, you hire someone as a personal assistant to do this, that, and the other for Wait For Me, they're going to meet you, Dr. Denise, and you're going to talk to them and you're going to begin to connect with them on a human level and influence them the second time you hire them. And now you might even wind up mentoring them. You might wind up influencing their lives in a way, and you have made an actual human connection.
Yes.
Right. And that's so important. It's so important to get back to that, to being able to say to someone, "Hey, you have value."
Yes.
And you're not out there in this ether by yourself. We're all out there, but I can feel you, I can see you, and you have value. And so that word that you used was absolutely the next place I was going with it. When you hire someone as a personal assistant, it is just that. It is personal. And the idea of personal means someone you're going to meet may influence and change your life.
Can I just do a mindful pause? And this is the part of the creativity, but there's epigenetics, that the outer influences, we now know it's not like a 50% genetics plus environment. It's you know, 80 to 90% of all the choices we make, the food, the nutrition, the workplace. Mm-hmm. And then to me, this, I want to get this really elevated, the elevated personal choice of forming a relationship within the Wait For Me app of the person that matches your neuro style.
Yes.
And comes into your home. Cause I'm going to tell you that I think we're all feeling this. I don't know what yours is like, but my home is my sacred temple.
Absolutely.
And I think after this, not after, even during, for me personally, as a single mother with no family that lives here, I think every choice I make, I haven't even gotten on a plane yet. Someone asked me to get on a plane. I said, I need to get on a plane to go see my family first, because I haven't had COVID, but I think we're also thinking, if we do a Wait For Me app and we can make it more personalized, we can ask someone, you know, what's your beliefs? What's your health?
Yes.
What's your hygiene? What's your, because before I let someone into my home or in a car with my child, I need to know I have a even higher level of immune system awareness.
Yeah.
And I think one thing about the pandemic that's been tough and not tough is that I think we're all talking about health. I think we're talking about immune system. And I don't know about you, but I look at every decision. Like when we talked about this in the first show, when I ventured out for the first time to go to an inside movie theater, it was one, because I wanted to see you because of the integrity of your soul and what you were doing. I thought, if Chris is involved with this movie, The White Line, it's going to be a quality event. So I'm assessing how I spend my time even more than ever. And I think all of humanity is. We've all talked about it, because we form these like inner, closer pandemic groups. I did, I'm sure you did for a while, and you might still do it. So when you have a Wait For Me app, you can also tailor make it by having the real personal connection and using that person again and again. It's not like this random, by the way, I don't actually want to use another company, because I think all companies have value. I was just going to say, this has a more personalized approach. And for me, I can tell you, as a single mother of a child I adore, and then also I want to stay healthy for my patients. So even if I'm doing telehealth, when I'm sick and there's people out there in the world that are thinking about wanting to kill themselves, and I'm the one they trust, and I'm not able to show up 100% healthy, then there's a huge hit to the community from a mental health standpoint.
So I
make every choice. Like, I have a patient in about 20 to 30 minutes. I know we're going to launch the show, you know, on 2022. Oh my goodness. Ascension numbers. Yay. But right now, I just want you to know, we're talking about everyone feeling empowered to be strategic with their time, their health, their money, and who they have around them. And so for me, I'm going to be swimming for a few hours today. The way I'm able to access this ability to do shows and be a good doctor is the more I'm swimming and praying and getting nature, then the more productive I am. And so for me, I would rather hire someone out to go wait at the DMV and hit another hour at the pool, because I know I'm going to get my most creative ideas, and I'm going to end up energetically connecting with people that are going to help me on my unique ascension path. And then, wow, I've just helped someone else that's like, oh my gosh, we get to all meet each other, and this is a nice
symbiotic
woman. Right? So that's what we're talking about. I just wanted to you know, say thank you for this app and this discussion and your creativity.
I love the way you frame it. And I love the way you put the spotlight on the symbiosis of the human connection in our tech world. Because while you're doing that extra hour of swimming, which benefits your mental health, which then has a domino effect to the people that you affect, which helps their mental health. Yeah, right. You hire one waiter. We call them waitors, because the app is called Wait For Me. So it's a play on words, a double entendre. You hire one waiter to do
Chris, you don't love words.
I love words.
You would never have a double entendre. Okay, go ahead. I'd love
words.
To play, by the way, too.
So you hire one waiter to do an hour's worth of administrative paperwork for you. At the same time, simultaneously, you hired another waiter to go, let's say, pick up, you know, X, Y, and Z for whatever thing you need. And then you hire a third waiter to go and, you know, meet your son and make sure he's, you know, getting to his sport event or do whatever. And now this has empowered you to utilize that time symbiotically with your three waiters to empower yourself to be as creative as you can and keep your mental state flowing. because we need you.
Correct.
Right? We need you. And so the other
correct.
Thing
did you know that all my patients now, because we've been talking about immune system and immune health, I had a couple of patients that I literally did a telehealth appointment from the pool. And they thought it was the coolest thing. I was like walking around in the water. Now, by the way, I've known these people for decades. I would never in a million years just try this out on a new client.
Right.
But I just was modeling to them. They're like, oh my God, it's so relaxing to hear the water.
But that's the beauty of technology, though.
Yes.
That's the beauty of technology. That's what we're talking about. That's what this show is about, is the creative mind in the tech space and how that empowers people, not only financially, but spiritually, emotionally. I take it one step further with the Wake Me app. I know a lot of other companies would like to tether people to their company, right? Because
yes.
you have people come back and that keeps the money going, but not with Wake Me. You're encouraged. Once you hire that waiter to do that administrative paperwork and you've spoken to them and you get a glimpse of their life and so on and so forth, there's no, you do not have to go back through the Wake Me app to contact that person again, right? There's nothing to stop you when you're talking to them from getting their actual phone number, all the things that you would need to make a personal connection with them and continue using them the next time. I'm not tethering people to
wow.
come back and give us. What I'm trying to do is create connections, a human
oh
connection, create symbiosis, empower the financially disenfranchised, free up time for those people who have elevated lives already, like yourself, to continue to empower them to be creative, to be their highest self, which in effect, it helps us all evolve, right? So it's the right way of trickle down effect, right? Like we heard that.
Well, it's actually, I actually see it. I see it. So this is a really good way right here at the end. I see it as an empowerment tool that then transcends the normal rules of society. It's literally empowering people to feel liberated and maybe even think, wow, I wouldn't mind doing a couple more gigs for the Wait For Me, because wow, it can actually turn into almost
boom.
Like a networking.
Boom.
Because then they could be like, boom, I just did this 2-month stint with Dr. Denise. Oh, maybe she's done working with me. Now I get to meet another cool human being.
Yep.
And then you never know. Go ahead.
Oh, and by the way, I've now spoken to Dr. Denise 4 times. And when we were talking about the work I need to do, she actually talked to me about some of the stuff I had going on in my life. And so
my
life is better because of that connection I made with Dr. Denise through the Wait For Me app and being her personal assistant for the day or for the hour or for whatever. And that continues to then exponentially magnify out, right? And the
it's a ripple effect.
I
just saw like
effect.
A stone going in the water and then all this like gold going everywhere.
It's a ripple effect. And so 2 years down the line, you have this young, let's say, lady who 2 years ago worked for you as a personal assistant for 4 hours and Wait For Me. You gave her some advice that was critical to her taking the next step in her personal evolution. And now she's in a spot where she's helping someone who might have been homeless, who might have been heartless, who might have been hurt, who is healing. And she's in a space to elevate
absolutely.
Someone
else. Absolutely. Well, that's beautiful.
That's
okay.
how tech should work in our world.
Yes, I agree. It's a hybrid of I'll just give this example. I do that with my show. I literally will interview people. And now that the pandemic's getting better, I went from a diva discussion out to celebrating meeting the person in real life. And now we're going to have friendships, but we're also going to possibly do some work together. So it works in all
Amen.
Dimensions.
It's symbiotic.
And it's inspiring. So, wow. So Chris, thank you so much. You told us where we could find the Wait For Me app, but can you just tell us again and also where everyone can find you? And by the way, is there anything else we didn't cover today?
Well, you know, Denise, there's a ton of things that you and I could talk about for hours and hours. We could play, we could be serious. We can do a lot. You and I just have that kind of, chemistry that allows
wait,
us to disseminate information.
So now you're getting, can I just say, when you just said that, do you want to hear what my producer director fun thought? Like, what if we had like a show that was like a Lazy River show where everyone got on their little inner tube.
Yeah.
And you just get to like be like go around and have like elevated discussions while you're having fun.
That what better way to live your life in this fast-paced world that we have if not having elevated discussions, having connections with people and moving forward. So to move forward, you can find Wait For Me in the Google Play Store and in the iOS App Store. Again, it's spelled just the way it sounds, the word weight, the number 4, M-E, or you can just go to the website, www.u, as in the letter U, weightforme.com, and check it out. There's instructions on how to use it. There's testimonials about people who have begun to elevate and change their lives because of this medium that we use. There's a lot of discussion about how it's transforming things. And for you, Dr. Denise, thank you for this time to, again, put my influence out there to try to touch somebody that I may not know now and may not ever meet. And that's the beauty of your show.
Thank you. And thanks so much. And I look forward to having you on again. And congratulations on this concept. And I'd love to, when your next book comes out, I'd like to have you back. And okay, everyone, absolutely. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. Please check out the app and be good to yourself.
Check out the app. Wait for me.
Tech and empowerment, everything. Hey, here we go. Denise, I love you. I love you.